When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3176. Today we're going to do a quick review of the audiobook version of Battle Scars by Sam Maggs with narration by Sean Kennan and Elias Reyes. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, there's a little bit of confusion I guess I'll sort of clear up, or at least I'll just tell you about the confusion situation. But Sean Kennan Elias Reyes, who is the narrator for Battle Scars, has been credited actually under a couple of different versions of his name. He's been Sean Kennan in some audiobook recordings, he's been Sean Elias Reyes, or Elias Reyes, excuse me, in other recordings, and then the full Sean Kennan and Elias Reyes in Battle Scars, for example. So he's actually done a lot of work, and if you're not searching for the right name, you may not discover it all. Now, if you listen to a lot of Star Wars audiobook presentations, then you're probably most familiar with Sean's work from full cast presentations, like The Battle of Jedha most recently, for example, or Dooku Jedi Lost. But for me, I will always have a soft spot in my heart for Sean because of his work as Triple Zero in the Dr. Aphra audio drama. But he has handled some audiobook presentations on his own. Poe Dameron Free Fall by Alex Segura would be one example, and I think Battle Scars is actually his first adult Star Wars novel where he's doing the entirety of the narration. Now, as I mentioned when I did the review for the book version of Battle Scars, I have not played Jedi Fallen Order, so I am not as deeply familiar with the characters of the presentation. So, that being said, you know, I have heard a little bit, I've heard clips from cutscenes and that sort of thing, and so I'm more or less familiar with the voices of the characters Cal Kestis and Seer Junda and Marin and Grease. But you wouldn't expect an audiobook narrator to totally mimic those voices, just like you wouldn't expect an audiobook narrator to have, you know, Luke's voice perfect, or Han's or Leia's, or Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon and Anakin, right? Or Rey and Poe and Finn too, for that matter. So what Sean does really well is give you great differentiation and a presentation that feels like the characters themselves, or at least certainly for me, feels like the characters as I've experienced them in my limited fashion. Because pretty much the entirety of the novel is told through the point of view of one of those four characters. And Sean also ascribes to what I think of, which may not be the case, but it's just my experience through Star Wars storytelling, but ascribes to the Mark Thompson kind of storytelling, in that when he is doing the narration for a particular part of the novel where it's being seen through the eyes of a particular character, the narration takes on sort of the qualities of that character and the way that character speaks, even at some level. And I think just the differentiation of the video game characters themselves kind of lends itself to, you know, making it easy to differentiate them as voice characters for audiobook narrators. I mean, Cal, like his youth and brashness and just general attack everything attitude are all there, and you can kind of hear a very up high in the chest kind of presentation from Sean when he's doing Cal Kestis stuff. Marin is very calm and cool and collected, and to a certain degree Seer is as well, but there's definitely more of a wisdom and grace to that presentation, and Grease just has that kind of like gruff street smart presentation. Yeah, it's all very well handled by Sean, and again, feels very much like my own limited experiences of characters and cutscenes that I've watched. I'll say too that the audiobook experience for something like Battle Scars almost feels like it sets up a bit of a different expectation. One of the things that I feel like is really exciting about audiobook presentations has to do with the music and the special effects and just the audioscape that's provided to you as the audiobook rolls on. But that's kind of a novelty of audiobook presentations for the most part. With something like Battle Scars, it's almost like it's an expectation, because if you're considering the source material, or at least the source of the inspiration, there is a lot of background noise. There's a lot of music during combat scenes. So yeah, you're hoping to get something similar to that experience, and you do, thanks to the audiobook production. With other novels, it's as if you're being elevated to something closer to a cinematic performance, whereas this, it feels like, no, the default should be that it has that situation. And it does well. One thing I'll say that's sort of unusual about the music is that I was surprised to hear music cues from the prequel trilogy, like The Phantom Menace, the battle at the end of the movie, the various battles at the end of the movie, or the chase scene at the beginning of Attack of the Clones, that music in here, when I know that Jedi Fallen Order has its own musical score and its own background music composed for it. I don't have a problem with that necessarily or anything. I just thought it was kind of unusual, but maybe it's a situation where the rights are a little bit more difficult to work out, because it's not just Lucasfilm, but it's also Respawn Entertainment and Electronic Arts. But fun fact, that score was actually recorded with an orchestra at Abbey Road Studios. So yeah, that's kind of neat, where the Beatles were. Ultimately, like the book, I enjoyed the audiobook presentation as well. I do understand that there are people who are going to be familiar with the characters from deep investments in the video game, and so your mileage may vary in terms of your enjoyment based on how much you've interacted with that and how much of a vision you have for these characters for your own self. And I'm grateful to Penguin Random House Audio for sharing a copy of the audiobook presentation with me so that I could check it out and tell you what I thought. And that's what I've got for you on today's episode of the podcast. So until tomorrow, when we get to talk about chapter 19 of The Mandalorian, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.